Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of the Courtship Code podcast. And today we are talking about teaching men how to treat you. And we're going to dive into the energetics of male-female relationships, vulnerability, being guarded, and emotional availability when it comes to women. Now, as you know, in 2 days, September 26th, we will be opening up enrollment to the Relationship Reset group coaching program, which I'm super excited to go to our next round, our second round of letting women into the program. So we'll be enrolling through from September 26th through September 30th. If you'll be able to place your applications, book your consultations, and apply. So make sure that you are on the email list. I will make sure that the link to the wait list is in the show notes. It's not too late. And when the doors to the program open, the days of September 26th through the 30th, you'll also be able to look in the show notes to get the direct link to apply and book your call to the Relationship Reset group coaching program, which, by the way, it's been a month that we've been running this program now. If you don't know, this program has been broken off from the Captivating Courtship Code program, which has been the signature program that I've been running for the past few years. And I've separated that program into two different parts in order to make sure that I give the intention and the focus to those who really need to focus on the first three steps of the Captivating Courtship Code first. And then we have the additional three steps, which is now in the new CCC 2.0, which will be enrolling in the spring of 2023. So right now, if you are in a place where you need to break your relationship patterns, you want to meet more men, you want to work on your self-worth, your confidence, your energy, your communication, all of those things, the Relationship Reset will be the program for you. So definitely we'll be diving more into that next week during our enrollment period, September 26th through the 30th. But for today, I'm offering you this bonus episode. So as you're preparing to put in your application, as you're preparing to book your consultation, to make the decision to enroll, I just wanted to talk to you about emotional availability in women and teaching men how to treat you. So I thought about this topic because I know that consultations are coming up. And when I'm in a period in the business, when I'm doing clarity consultations, they're doing the captivating sessions to help you get clear on what your love blocks are and make a decision about joining coaching. One thing that I have picked up over my years of being in this industry, I've been in the relationship industry since 2015. It's been a very long time. And I've dedicated almost 10 years of my life. It's crazy when I think about it. Almost 10 years of my life have been dedicated to helping women get matched and married. So originally, as you guys know, I owned a matchmaking service for several years. And then I stopped that in 2020 and launched group coaching programs instead. And the reason why I did that was because I wanted to, one, do what I was best at. I felt way stronger when it came to coaching, when it came to helping my clients make better decisions in their love life, teaching them new skills. That's the thing that I enjoy the most. That's where I felt the most useful and where I felt the most strength in my natural skills and my authenticity. So I wanted to step into that role and step into coaching more than the matchmaking role. So that's one of the reasons why I stopped matchmaking. The other reason was because through my years of matchmaking, which I was doing it for about 5 years, I owned the matchmaking service. Through those years of owning that, I learned so much about people, about human behavior, about male-female relationships, and the mindset and the energy that so many have that causes them to either not attract the type of relationships or the type of partners that they want, or causes them to settle for lower value and lower quality relationships and partners that they don't actually desire. And so much of this had to do with their mindset and their energy. And this is something that matchmaking alone wasn't simply going to fix, right? You can't just put someone in front of you and expect for you to all of a sudden just dismiss all of your mindset drama, all of your relationship anxiety, all of your emotional reactions, all of your poor communication habits, all of your fears and your scarcity mindset and your fear of abandonment and all these things aren't going to go away just because a great person is now in front of you. So even if you were to be matched with someone tomorrow, if you don't have these behaviors, these mindsets, and this energy healed, then it's going to show up and it's going to sabotage that relationship, or you're only going to attract the types of relationships and men that you don't actually want, and you more than likely will deserve better. So I've spent a lot of time honing in and really studying the data from my clients, studying the mindsets, the shifts, the behaviors, and that's how I created my 6-step captivating courtship code. And now after running that program for 2 years, we broke it off into two different parts, where now you have the relationship reset that focuses on steps 1, 2, and 3, where we focus on breaking relationship patterns and helping you to meet more men in less time. And then in the second half is where we really focus on courtship for commitment and navigating the courtship process. And it goes a lot deeper into relationship skills and navigating courtship for commitment. Now, as of now, because we're not even enrolling in CCC 2.0, we won't be enrolling in that program for quite some time. Only the women that were already in the program I'm currently working with, but they're not even getting the 2.0 version yet. Because of that, right now, we're really only focused on the relationship reset and giving you all the information, all the tools, and all the coaching that you need to jumpstart your love life in a 90-day period. Now, it's 100% all about you, right? You making that decision, you making that commitment to go all in and just to be done with the past. Like, you have to get to a place where you have made the decision that whatever past experiences, whatever exes you've had, whatever things that have happened in your past, you are done with. Like, you are done to close that chapter, put 2 feet into the future, and to move forward. And even if you're not 100% ready, or even if you're not 100% in a space of belief where you are really confident that the type of relationship that you want is for you, that's what the relationship reset is for. It's there to help to reset your mindset, your energy, and to reset the actions that you're taking when it comes to your love life. So you learn online and offline matching techniques, you learn the mindset, you learn the communication hacks, you learn healing your trust and intuition, you learn so many things in the relationship reset that no matter where you are in your love life, even if you're already courting someone or dating someone that you're really interested in, by just being in that program and taking in that curriculum, being there for coaching, allowing yourself to be coachable, you're going to naturally elevate the quality of your love life and your relationships and have better experiences. It's inevitable. But throughout my time, I've also noticed that I can very quickly and easily energetically pick up on another person's energy and be able to sense and tell if they have emotional blocks. Now, you can tell if someone is guarded, if they're emotionally unavailable, if they have a lot of emotional reactions when it comes to their mindset, their communication. You can tell so much about someone from just like a 15, 20 minute conversation. And typically when I am engaging with someone, even if it's outside of a consultation, it only takes me about 10 or 15 minutes to be able to pick up if someone has emotional blocks, because it's an energy that you can feel. And so I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about how I've been able to hone in on this and develop this very easily and rather effortlessly, the skill set, throughout my years of being in the relationship industry, which now has been over a 10-year period, almost a 10-year period. So when you think about this and you're thinking about you're getting out there and meeting men, if I can tell it, then a man can tell it as well. Men begin studying women at a very young age. Most of them, as soon as they start to hit puberty, or even some of them before then, they start studying women. They pay women very close attention. They want to understand you. They want to get to know how they can be liked by you. How can they be loved by you? How can they get your attention, right? They have to learn women very, very early on, even when it just comes to their mothers or their sisters or just the women around them that are in their life. They have to be able to read you, to study you, to pick up on your energy. And I think a lot of women underestimate that men can read your energy just as you can read a man's energy. It's something that we all have the skill set and the ability to do. So if you're a woman and you're emotionally unavailable, you're emotionally reactive, you are very anxiously attached or avoidant, you have a lot of fears when it comes to abandonment or disappointment or scarcity, and you lack boundaries and all of these things, a man can pick that up and it doesn't take a long time for him to figure that out about you. Why? Because your energy is telling the story. And many women underestimate the emotional influence that you have in relationships, whether it's romantic relationships, friendships, your work relationships, your relationships with your family or your children. You have so much influence when you decide to become the emotional leader. And when women start working with me in coaching, oftentimes they've never even heard that concept. I've had so many women say that prior to joining coaching, they didn't fully understand what their role in a relationship actually was. Like, they knew that a man is supposed to protect and provide, and they may have had some beliefs that as a woman, they're supposed to cook and clean and maintain the home, but they didn't really understand the power of the influence that they have as a woman in a relationship. And that's, again, any sort of relationship. But when you understand that you are the emotional leader, that you have a lot of emotional influence, and that your energy plays such a major role in teaching people how to treat you, then you'll understand that your energy plays a major role in teaching men how to treat you as well. Sometimes, though, what happens is that women will feel really strong and confident in their worth when they're in the workplace or when they're with their friends or even when they're with their family. But when it comes to men, they really shrink and they get all this anxiety and they feel very low value and they really struggle with communication, with boundaries, with their emotions, with overthinking. They struggle with being emotionally open and available and receptive because they're really, really scared of getting hurt. They find themselves making poor choices in their love lives while making really good choices in their career and other aspects of their life. And this can make you feel even worse about yourself because you're questioning, like, why can I get it right in these areas? But over here, I keep failing. I keep making mistakes. Why over here do I keep experiencing disappointment and rejection and heartbreak over and over again? But in other areas of my life, people see me as a superstar. So if you can relate to that and you feel like you've been in a cycle of attracting low quality experiences with men, then you need to focus on resetting your energy and resetting your love life so that you can naturally and authentically teach men how to treat you. Believe it or not, men want to make you happy. I'll never forget that a man told me this. He said, women have no clue just how much men want their approval. Men want to know they can make you happy. They want to know that they're doing good. They want to know that you look at them with respect and that you revere them as a man of quality, of a man who has a lot of just energy that you're proud of, right? I'm kind of stumbling over my words right now. Men want to know that. They want to feel good. And when you are emotionally available and open and you're in your emotional influential state, then that allows a man to respond to you. So if you have been attracting emotionally unavailable, low quality, men who just seem to ghost or disappear or any of those things, and don't get me wrong, it can happen to anyone. Okay, so this isn't blaming you, but I do want you to take a step back and ask yourself, do you also display the qualities that I've already mentioned that also shows that you're emotionally unavailable as well? That could be clinginess, neediness, combativeness, being guarded, being distrustful, emotionally reactive, right? Reactive communication, a lot of anxiousness and overthinking. All of those things are signs that you're emotionally unavailable. Maybe you have this big fear of abandonment, or you attach very quickly that you don't even allow yourself to get to know a man fully and wholeheartedly before you're emotionally attached to him. Because you're leaning more on attachment and not attraction. You're leaning more on attention and not intention. I want you to pay attention to these things, because if you're in a space of need, where you're connecting with another human being because you feel like you need something from them, whether you need their approval, you need their validation, you need them to choose you, you need them to commit, whatever those things are. When you're showing up in that needy, anxious energy, that is the energy of emotional unavailability. Or if you're showing up in avoidant energy, where you're cold, you're shut off, you're distant, you're ghosting, you're not communicating, all of those things, you're also emotionally unavailable. So lean into that and think about the impact that has had on your love life. If you're leading with judgment instead of understanding, you're emotionally unavailable. So you won't teach a man how to treat you, and you won't get the type of men or relationships or the quality of love life that you want. Not the one that you may be able to have right now, but the type that you actually want if you are trying to teach men how to treat you based upon rigid boundaries, being aggressive or combative in your communication, if you're leading with conflict or you're avoiding conflict, or if you're acting needy in order to make him value or respect you. All of that clingy behavior, all of that low quality behavior will not teach someone how to treat you well. If a man is of quality, if you're looking to attract quality men, if you want a quality relationship, right? Or what I like to say, what I've been referring to now as an evolved man, and we'll get into that in a future episode. But for these types of men, they don't respond positively to pressure, to low value communication, to anxious attachment, to any of that. They don't respond to that. The way that you teach a man how to treat you, especially if he is a man of quality who has evolved, who is also in his value, is by being emotionally available. You're emotionally available when you have boundaries, when you're able to embody your captivating queen energy, when you are emotionally connected and present, when you understand how to lead with understanding and not judgment, when you're able to make these really great heartfelt connections effortlessly without the fear that if you're vulnerable or if you decide to open up that you're going to get attached and get your feelings hurt. Without you being guarded, right? You have to be emotionally available and present. And when you do this and you're able to be in this type of energy in a space, this is what helps to lay the bricks of this man being able to trust you. And as he begins to get to know you more and his like for you builds and he feels like he can trust you, he will then desire on a greater level to make you happy. In all of these emotions, and by you being in this space and being the emotional leader and the emotional influencer, by you being in this space and that trust building and those bricks of trust and those deposits, I like to say deposits in a love bank, right? Those deposits of trust in the love bank keep piling up. This is what inspires commitment. Each little donation, each little deposit along the way, this is what helps to make that emotional connection where he's going to feel more inclined towards you. And this is how you authentically teach a man how to treat you. It's really just that simple. But we know that just because something is simple doesn't make it easy. And this isn't something that you can just study your way through. You can't read enough relationship books to master or to learn this. You can't listen to enough podcasts for this to actually click. These are skills that you have to develop. And the only way for you to get those skills is to learn them and then get out there and implement them. This is why coaching and why joining the Relationship Reset is so impactful, because you're not just going to learn what to do, you're going to get coaching every single step of the way to know how to do it. And part of that is going to require you to get a lot more experiences with men, which is why we teach you how to increase your pool of options and to meet more men. Because the more experience that you have, the more effortless this all becomes. So as you are building up this trust bank, and as you are increasing your emotional ability to be available and to influence, what you'll notice is that men who are non-committal, men who are emotionally unavailable, men who are going to be a waste of your time begin to move themselves out of the way as quickly as possible. And this is a good thing because this is what you want. You want the men that are not committal, that are not emotionally available, that are not in the space to receive you as a woman, to move themselves out the way. But when you're emotionally unavailable, you hold space for these types of men. So we have to elevate your emotional availability, your energy, your presence, your emotional ability to influence, so that you are naturally, energetically moving these men out the way and opening up avenues for the guys who are going to be most likely to commit, most likely to see your value, and are going to be the guys that are the right, ready men to come towards you and to pursue you. Because you want the men who are the best fit for you to come towards you, and the ones who aren't to move out the way. The men who are what we call the warm guys or the hot guys in the relationship reset, and we teach you how to identify this. The guys who are warm or hot, those are the guys who are ready and waiting to meet you, but you can't meet them if you're holding space for the cold guys. And the reason why you're attracting so many cold guys, or guys who won't commit and guys who aren't ready, is because you haven't fully committed and you're not energetically ready either. And that might be the harsh truth, and that's okay. That doesn't mean go sit on another therapy couch for another 2 or 3 years talking about how you're not ready or what you want. That doesn't mean continue to vent to your girlfriends who haven't helped you so far and they're not going to help you be able to get the type of relationship that you want. It doesn't mean that you just sulk and complain about it and just say, well, this is just my life. I'm just going to grow old and go on girls trips, cruises, and solo trips, and I'm just going to leave it at that. No, you make a decision that the type of relationship, the marriage, the husband, the family, whatever those things are that you desire in the big picture of your life, that those things are important to you. And because it's important to you, you're willing to invest your time, your energy, and if it comes to coaching, your resources as well to make that happen. Because any decision that you make that's in alignment with the vision and the future that you want is a good decision. It's a worthy decision. You can never fail when you're making decisions in alignment with what you want. You only fail when you make decisions that go against that big vision, that goes against your values, that goes against what you actually want. So making better decisions requires you to commit to that future, commit to that relationship, commit to that vision of love that you set out for. So in the relationship reset, as you know, we teach you a simple 3-step process so that you can heal those emotional wounds, break your patterns, and meet more men faster. But then we also teach you how to identify the 3 different types of men on the relationship market. So as you're getting out there, particularly in the first 30 days, you can start making high quality relationship decisions that allow you to be emotionally available because you're not experiencing all the frustration and the heartbreak over and over and over again. You're going to get lots of new experiences so that you can reset quickly, get the skills that you need so that you can level up to the next level in your love life. So you're going to spend the next 90 days when you decide to join the relationship reset opening up your feminine receiving energy so that you are in a space where you're able to let a man into your heart. Now listen, even if you're in a space where you just got out of a relationship, or maybe you're currently seeing someone, but it's not quite moving forward or going in the direction that you would want, or maybe you've just exited a situationship or trying to break off of it, the relationship reset is still going to be for you. You don't have to be 100% ready for the relationship right now to reset. You want to start preparing yourself to be ready for that relationship. And in order to prep for it, you need to get into a different mindset, into a different energy, and get different skills, because you don't want the relationships of the past. You don't want the relationships that are available to you right now based upon your relationship patterns and the behaviors or the mindsets or the energy that you have in this very moment. You want better for yourself. And the only way to get better is to get the skill sets and the information. And then the best thing about that is that once you have these skills, once you have this information, they're going to be so useful to the relationship that you have in the future, whether it's just a committed relationship or if it's marriage. When you're in this space and you have these skills and you're able to be emotionally available and connected and a better communicator, you're going to have those skills to bring to your future relationship. That only increases the value authentically that you bring to any man's world when you're in a relationship with him. So we want to get you to that space, and that's what you focus on in the relationship reset. You're going to open up your heart and become emotionally available so that you're able to better connect with the men that you're meeting. And that connection is what inspires the man to become curious about you. And when he's curious about you, you have a greater pull on him. And this is what allows you to increase your emotional influence in the relationship. And that influence is what makes a man want to be a part of your life and want to make you happy. No matter what man that you meet, it doesn't matter. If your energy is open and influential, a man will respond to that energy. So if you can imagine being in a space where you're able to confidently influence every single room you walk into, every single table you sit at, every single man that you meet over and over again, can you imagine just how amazing that would be, how confident you would feel, how radiant you would feel, how captivating you would feel when you have the type of energy that is open to receive and give love, when you are able to emotionally influence from a positive way that doesn't fear attachment, heartbreak, or rejection. So I'm not talking about any type of emotional manipulation. And sometimes when women talk about feminine energy, especially if you're watching some of these feminine energy or leveling up channels on YouTube or social media, the way that they talk about femininity is all about the outside, and it's all about being an emotional manipulator, trying to get something from a man. I don't want you to do that. And I also don't want you being some fake faux submissive or some type of people pleaser in order to try to get a man to commit or get a man to do what you want him to do. That's yucky energy. It doesn't feel good. It's not the pure type of connection that we teach in the relationship reset. Instead, I want to teach you how to break your relationship patterns, how to embody your captivating queen energy, and how to meet more men, better quality men, in less time, so you're having better relationship experiences, increasing your pool of options, and really resetting and jumpstarting your love life in a short period of time. So as you know, doors open Monday, September 26th, and we are going to be taking applications and enrolling women into the relationship reset. I want to see you there. I want to speak with you one-on-one on the consultation. And whatever questions you have, feel free to ask. You can also send me a DM if you have any questions about coaching, about payment options, or about booking your consultation so that you can be fully prepared to make your decision and to enroll in coaching next week, September 26th through the 30th, while doors to the relationship reset are open. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.